Greetings, dear friends. You're listening to Birth of a New Earth. My name is Janice Borsello, and I thought I would share with you today a little bit about my past week. So I did something really out of the ordinary for me this past week, because normally I am a bit of a recluse due to my sensitivity to wireless devices. So I don't go to events anymore. I don't spend time in large groups of people because I begin to feel ill once I get around them because all the phones are pulsing microwaves, you know, every freaking second. There's more pulses and my heart starts to beat out of control. I get headaches. I get extremely dizzy and weak. And I think I've mentioned before, it seems to me that this radiation is kind of like kryptonite to Superman, to how kryptonite was to Superman, just weakening him. And that's what radiation does to all of us, except some of us reached the saturation level quicker than those of you who have not gone into complete collapse yet. I do believe most people are having symptoms of radiation sickness and are not aware of the fact that what they're experiencing is related to all the radiation that is around them. So I'll share with you what I experienced this past week when I decided to attend a workshop to learn how to build natural structures. In particular, I wanted to learn how to build a straw bale house, straw clay. This workshop also covered the use of cob, how to build with cob, and how to build rammed earth walls. We didn't, you know, we had hands-on experience with rammed earth, with cob, and with straw clay. So taking pieces of the straw bale and mixing it with mud, basically, and stuffing it into a mold. So I thought this workshop was extremely important. You know, I'm not young. I'm 65, and I was probably the oldest one there. In fact, I'm pretty sure I was the oldest person there. But for those who, and I think it would be way too much work for me to take that on by myself. It would probably take several years to build a very simple house because of the amount of labor-intensive energy that needs to go into the creation of these projects. So I don't think I could do it by myself. We had about 15 or 20 people at the workshop, all working together, for example, for a full 2 days to build a rammed earth wall for a shower. I think the wall was probably about 18 inches thick, maybe about 7 feet tall, and about 6 foot wide. So that's just one basic wall with nothing, you know, no windows, no doors, no shelves, no anything that you're going to put in addition to building a wall. It was just a basic wall. It was gorgeous. It turned out really beautiful, I have to say. I myself didn't work too hard on that wall. I put some energy into it the first day in order to understand what's involved in creating it. But I was getting an allergic reaction because rammed earth actually utilizes concrete. And what's in the concrete, you know, there's powder flying all over the place. And whatever was in it was making me sneeze and cough and my eyes were watering. And I thought, you know, I don't really want to work with that. I subsequently learned that you can get non-toxic cement. You have to look for it. And you can get non-toxic pigments. Because this particular wall that was built, they were using different pigment colors. So black, white, gray. We had white cement along with gray cement and different pigments. So there's a number of pieces to this, and I would make extra sure To look for the non-toxic way to build a rammed earth wall, especially because I think many of the people that are wanting to build natural homes are sensitive. That's why they're wanting to do what they do. So, one thing I also noticed is that the people at the workshop are completely clueless about the importance of making these structures electrically safe. Like they do not know the danger that they are in with the electrical grid and with the wireless stuff that they're using. Now, when I first got there, I was with my friend Audra, and I asked really nicely. I said, we're both really, really sensitive to the microwaves coming from your phones. If you could please turn them off during the day. Of course, nobody would. Not a single person would turn off their phone. And you see them sitting there all day with the phone in their hand, like they cannot get up to use the porta potty without carrying this little demon with them to go to the bathroom. And I'm horrified by what's happening to mankind because I think these were pretty nice people, pretty conscious. I don't really know how conscious, obviously, because only one of them had mentioned that they didn't get vaccinated. I don't know if the rest of them got vaccinated. I don't know what their story is. I don't know these people. I only know they can't exist without their phones, and so they won't exist for very long. And their children, of course, are going to suffer more than they're suffering. So I tried to bring up a number of times about the need to create electrical safety. I tried to tell people about, devices that you can put into your electric box, these that will block the dirty electricity from coming into your house. Satic is the name of the company, SATIC, that makes really, really high quality whole house filters, electric filters. So they're on sale right now, by the way, for like two-thirds off the price. It's usually 1200 or something like that, and they're on sale right now, these whole house filters, for 500. So I recommend people go to Satic, SATIC.com, and check out those filters. You can also get the, you'd have to get an electrician to put the whole house filter in, but you can also buy these littler ones that you can plug right into your electrical outlet to balance out the electrical energy in your home. So I was trying to inform people about the need to take on that task of making things electrically safe, but I'm not sure anybody really cared because they really don't know. They really have no idea of the situation that we're in. And I also noticed they don't want to know. You see, there's something that people say repetitively when I bring this topic up, and that is, well, we got to die sometime. Okay. First of all, death is not normal. Okay, death is an abomination and it is an aberration. And it is the result of mankind moving away from God, okay, not conducting his life in accordance with the divine program. In fact, violating the divine program with almost every step of their life. And so, yes, they're going to die. Their bodies are not going to be sustainable because they're engaged in activities that will cause the body to die. And so, none of this is part of the divine plan. Okay, that's not how God created things. Our bodies should be regenerating cells every minute of every day. In fact, I had read many years ago that the entire body regenerates itself every 7 years. You have a brand new set of cells. Well, that's not the case anymore. And it's not the case simply because we are destroying our cells with the radiation. So there is no opportunity for our bodies to regenerate themselves, and so they will die. They cannot rebuild cells. The only way, the only way for cells to rebuild themselves is to be in a natural environment. You see, you can't be jackhammering your cells all day with these microwave pulses and expect that, your body can only take it for so long, and it can only do so much repair of the damaged cells before it collapses. The body's very adept at repairing damaged cells. But if you're chronically exposed 24/7, as most people are right now, there's no way for your body to repair, and so it can't, it won't, and so it will die. And so death has become part of life. And I also think the dark forces brought this this death program to us with the introduction of the entire technological world and the fact that we're murdering other living things in order, because we believe that this is what's going to sustain our body, when just the reverse is true. If you eat death, you are inviting death into your own body. You see, you need to eat living food. That's how the world was created. But people have their beliefs, people have their way of life. They stick to it like glue. They do not want to change. This is what I believe, and this is what the Bible says, and I'm sticking with it, and I'm not going to grow, and I'm not going to think for myself, and I'm not changing. Okay. It's your, it's your go round this time. It's your journey, and it's whatever you want to make of it that you will get out of it. And you'll live as long as you live, and you'll die when you die. And many people die, horrible deaths from illness, slow, painful illnesses. But none of this is necessary. People live with deteriorating bodies, and they believe all of that is normal. Yeah, my body has this disease, and I can't see, and my teeth are falling out, and I got this problem with my ears, and I got cancer here, and all kinds of things. Okay, all kinds of issues that people are experiencing, but most don't want to change. And so, okay, your body can't heal unless you make changes. One of the interesting things about this trip I took, so this was a 5-day workshop, and I stayed in a location in Hot Springs, North Carolina, that was magnificently beautiful. Really, I feel like it was the first time that I really fell in love with this area, because I don't know, there was something about the rushing water going by and how beautiful that looked in certain pieces of the land, and all of the spring flowers. These are wild flowers coming up. The trees, the sounds. There were plenty of insects, because I was in the middle of the Pixa National Forest. So there was no towers. There's no towers around, so there's living things, as opposed to, for example, when I lived on Long Island, where everything was already dead. The insects were gone. The birds were pretty much gone. The trees were dying. People were dying left and right. I don't know if I told everybody this story before, but we had feral cats. A mother gave birth in our shed, basically. And I noticed how emaciated this mother was. I never saw a cat get like that, from nursing her four babies. But when she tried to wean them, the babies started dying. And as it turns out, they had a genetic defect. They had no sphincter. And so all of what they were eating and drinking, they could not hold it in their body. It was just passing right through. And so they had to eat and drink all day in order to live. And three out of four of them, we took one in, two of them died. One of them was normal. One of them didn't have the genetic defect. It must have come from a different father. I think it was the father that had the genetic defect. The one that we took in, that I was trying to nurse back to health, it didn't, she didn't grow. She was the sweetest thing. Really just wanted love, but she didn't grow because everything, even though she had food and water available all day, it was just all moving through her. And compared to her sister, she was about four times smaller. And I ultimately had to give her to people who specialize in caring for kittens like that, because she was pooping whenever wherever she walked. And that's why the mother was emaciated, because the kittens had to eat and they had to nurse constantly for the mother to keep them alive. So this is another function of the radiation damaging the cats in the area and making sure that those cats are not going to be able to reproduce successfully. And, I just read another article about the birth rate dropping another 2 points in the United States. I think it's down to 1.6 now. 2.1 is the replacement level, and it just keeps dropping. We are well below replacement level right now. Places like Korea, that are even more technologically oriented, are way below where we are. In fact, I think it's interesting that Israel happens to be the only country that has a replacement level, that has a birth rate well over replacement level, close to three. And that's because they're using different technology. That's because they're not deliberately trying to kill themselves. They're just deliberately trying to kill the rest of life, not just mankind. They got an agenda to kill all of life because they're insane. They're an insane bloodline. They can't help it. They're a genetically mutant bunch. And I don't know what's going to correct them. I don't know if it's correctable. In fact, I seriously doubt it. And hopefully they're going to implode on themselves. They'll end up killing themselves before they kill everything else. But it would sure help if the rest of us would get on the ball and take these things I'm talking about seriously. Okay, so I go to this magnificently beautiful place, and I'm like totally amazed at this place I'm staying. And it was so superbly done. The property next door had a beautiful house that was being used for workshops, and they had a big yurt where people could do the workshops, and they had a big building where there was an eating, a big huge kitchen that they had built. And of course, this is similar to what I want to create. So this is amazing that I end up being reminded not to shortchange when I go to get a piece of land, to see, keep seeing the big vision that this is what I want. I want to create a school. I want to create a place where people can come, where people can learn about how to prepare themselves for the creation of life. And ideally, people who care enough will be drawn to my work so that they will bring children here who have not been exposed to the radiation. This is the only way to bring children here who are really in the image of God. Because once you expose them to this radiation, they're different. They're changed. Their genetics change, their brain changes. Everything changes so that they're not the way that they were designed to be. And their lives will be short. The expectation is for the incoming children to live 27 years. That's what's happening right now. And it will continue. The life expectancy will continue to decrease the longer we do this. Okay. So I get to this place. I love it. I'm really glad. It's beautiful. Blah, blah, blah. I walk into the house. I turn on my meter and I'm like, holy mackerel. You know, this thing was in the red, ridiculous, ridiculously high. So I immediately begin to unplug things. When I walk into an Airbnb, I immediately begin unplugging everything. Okay. Unplug the Wi-Fi, unplug, well, at least turn off the circuit to the stove because I can't get behind it. Turn off the circuits to the washer and the dryer. Right. Unfortunately, this place had a smart refrigerator, which I can't turn off or my food's going to go bad. So that was the only thing. They had a hot tub there. Unplug it, turn off the circuit. They had smart washer and dryer. Every flipping thing in that house, even the heating system. They had one of these heaters in the bedroom and another heater in the kitchen, both of which are running on smart technology. The amount of radiation in this house is enough to kill somebody, you know, in less than 5 years. It is ridiculous. And there was a smart meter on the house, which the only way you can turn that off is to turn off the whole, you know, the main breaker. Turn off all the electric to the house, which I'm not willing to do. You know, I had to turn off the heaters, their heaters. Thank God I brought my own little portable space heater, and they had a little portable space heater in the house, and those two heaters worked well for the time that I was there, even though it got really cold the first 2 nights. Those heaters worked okay. So, but I mean everything in that house, even the coffee maker, even the Mr. Coffee was, I don't drink coffee. So I immediately unplugged that. Everything was smart. So here these people have this incredible place, incredible, magnificently beautiful property. And what they're doing is contributing to the death of everything around them, including themselves. In this case, the owner is off the property, but he's probably got the same thing going on in his own house. And the caretaker of the property who lives next door, I noticed also he had a smart meter on his house. I mentioned it to him. There was a smart meter on the house where they were housing all of the guests that were coming. Now these smart meters are easily rectified if you live in an area where they offer an opt-out. You know, you make a flipping phone call and you say, I want to opt out. Please get the smart meter off the house and replace it with a non-transmitting meter, which most electric companies will do. They might charge you a fee. Pay the fee. It's usually not that much. In my case, it was $150 plus $11 a month for the meter reader to come out. Okay, I don't care. This is when I lived in Franklin. Here I have an analog meter. So, of course, even though these electric companies are getting so many complaints now that they've had to offer opt-outs, most of them, many of them still won't offer an analog meter. Okay, some of them will. The big ones in general won't. And that is because they are collecting data through the digital meters. So your data, your usage data, is for sale. They make a ton of money selling the data that they collect from their companies, from their customers. So over and above what they are making by selling you electric, They make even more money by gathering your data and selling it to the creatures who are interested to spy. And we know who they are. So data collection has become, the prime money mover. And that's why everything is smart, quote unquote, because smart devices can spy on you. They can listen to you. They can see you. They know everything you do, every word you say, every website you look at, every call you make. Okay. In my opinion, you got to be not mentally well to say that's okay with you. It's okay. They can watch me in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Or most people are out there having bizarre forms of sex and being watched, and who knows where that's ending up. Okay, you're being watched and you're being listened to. You're being recorded. But people think it's great to have these devices. They think it's just the cat's pajamas. Yeah, I definitely like them. I want them. So anyway, it was very, very stressful staying in that house because even though in the bedroom I created, it was down into the green on my meter, there was nothing in the bedroom. Every minute that I have to spend in the kitchen or the bathroom, both of which are on the wall where the smart meter is, and the refrigerator's going off the whole time. Okay. Every minute I have to spend in the kitchen is very, very stressful for me. And I get dizzy and I get headaches so fast that I can't be in there more than 15 or 20 minutes, that I got to get out of there, go back to the bedroom, sit down for a few minutes, recover. And sickeningly, for whatever reason, when I plugged my Ethernet cord into their Wi-Fi little device, it would not give me an Ethernet connection on my computer, which was very frustrating, which means I had to turn Wi-Fi on to check my email, which immediately gives me a stomach ache, my heart, I start to burn up. Like I get overheated from the microwaves cooking me because it's very close. I'm on a laptop. I don't know how people do not feel this. How you do not, you may think you're having hot flashes. This is not normal. You're being cooked by the microwaves. Okay, that's really what's happening. Your heart irregularities are caused by the pulses. Your digestive problems are caused by the radiation. All of it is being caused. So I was sleeping really well there because nothing was in the bedroom. But living a day-to-day life, having to use a kitchen and a bathroom was extremely unpleasant. So I put that out there and, I wonder about people because once you know that you're participating in something that's harmful, not just to yourself, but to other things, why don't you take steps to mitigate the harm that you're causing? Is it because there's a literally a demon attached to your device that keeps you hooked, that keeps saying, don't let go of me, keep feeding me, give me your energy, give me your attention, give me your time, don't stop for a minute, don't put me down? Okay, if you put me down, God knows what would happen. I laugh because it's just ridiculous, friends. This is a demonic possession that has taken over the overwhelming majority of mankind who cannot let go, who will not let go, despite knowing that you're harming yourself. And more importantly, if you want to harm yourself, go for it. But the fact that you know that you're harming other living things and are still doing it puts you in the realm of the satanic. You see, it makes you a participant in a demonic activity and a participant in a Luciferian agenda to destroy life. And this, of course, is not good for your soul. And the more you do it, the more distant your soul has to become from your body. Because your soul is pure love. Your soul comes from love, is made of love, is here for the purpose of sharing love. But your personality, your ego, is pulling away more and more from your soul and from God, and pulling you deeper every minute into the satanic realm. The more that you hold on to these devices, the more that you refuse to try to correct course, to try to take action on behalf of life, on behalf of love, on behalf of the energy of God's good. So you can only, again, this is what's causing death. This is why people are getting sick. People are dropping dead. People are having all kinds of diseases. It's because they've moved so far away from God's good, away from love, away from the divine, and place themselves in the satanic realm. So the level of spiritual darkness that's enveloped our world, of course, it's reached crisis proportions. So I implore you, you know, to take what I say into your hearts. Don't just hear me and then go start listening to something else, you know, and take it into your hearts and contemplate the depths of what I'm trying to convey to you. Because, you know, your soul is in enormous pain watching what your body is doing. And it's in even more pain not being able to connect with you, to get through to you. So many people have no idea why they incarnated. They don't know what their purpose is for this life. They don't know what part of God's good they came here to fulfill. And many of them are completely on an ego-driven path, you know, with all their selfies and look at me, here I am in this pose, and aren't I having so much fun? Look, okay, they're on an ego-driven path, let's say, even with their work. Their work is not something that they like to do. They're doing it because they want to make money, but it's not connected to their soul's work, to their soul's purpose, and they have no sense of that. Most people have no sense of what their soul purpose is. Many people do. Many people are getting on it now, especially asking the questions, why am I here? What did I come here to do? What, you know, what is it that only I can do? Because there's only one of me. And if I go and I don't fulfill that purpose, it can't get fulfilled. You see, I'm the one. I'm the one that has this particular set of skills and gifts or knowledge or whatever it is. And if I go, it goes with me. And what a waste of a lifetime to not take the opportunity to fulfill it or to even question what it might be, because you're too busy in the satanic realm. I'm on my TikTok and I'm on my Instagram and I'm on my Facebook and I, you know, listening to this radio show and that radio show all day long, not spending 1 minute sitting quietly and asking the important questions and listening for what the answers might be. All of the distraction in the Luciferian world, in the artificial world, the world of virtual reality where everybody lives. There's nothing there, folks. It's an empty black hole. It will not bring you the kind of fulfillment that is possible in this lifetime. It'll just drain your energy, drain your attention, drain your time, because that's what AI does. It sucks. It's a parasite. And the parasite, just like a tick, gets bigger. The more energy you feed it, the bigger it gets, as could be demonstrated in the house I walked into. You have to be flipping kidding me. To have all of this stuff in your house, my friends. So anyway, you know, I lecture on this all the time because I obviously think it's like the second most important topic in all of creation right now. The most important topic to me is, how are we going to bring children into this world without exposing them to Luciferian influences? And there are many Luciferian influences, too many for me to list, but for example, television, okay, alcohol, drugs of all kinds, pharmaceutical or illegal. Using poisons of any kind to clean your house, pour it on your property. You know, you think you're helping your plants by putting poison fertilizer down, and then you eat that stuff. Okay, there are many, many. Even the electric grid itself, even at its most base level, 60 kilohertz. 60 hertz, rather, not kilohertz. Kilohertz is 100 hertz, okay? 60 hertz, a 60 hertz grid begins to alter this reality. This reality is based basically at 7.83 hertz, called the Schumann resonance. That's the frequency of the Earth. It's also the frequency at which our brainwaves function. All right, we're nowhere near that right now. People wonder, why can't I sleep? Why do I have insomnia? Why am I depressed? Why do I have anxiety? Well, maybe because you're getting hit with these frequencies that are extremely traumatizing to your nervous system. How can your body relax when there's this going on? You're being electrocuted, basically. You're being electroshock tortured. And really, it is a form of torture for the body to have to go through this. And it's particularly strong if you can hear the frequencies, because they are horrid. They are horrid sounding. And the medical establishment will tell you it's tinnitus, and, you know, everybody will give you the solution, this, that, and the other thing, do this, take that. Bullshit. The only solution is to shut down the damn grid. And the minute that that happens, the tinnitus will go away. It's not enough at this point for people to just shut off their electric meter because their neighbors have these microwaves, millimeter waves, radio waves running through the airspace all around and running across the electric lines that run across your house. Even if you're off, if you've got tinnitus, you're hearing the grid. You're hearing the ultrasound. Some people can hear the ultrasound. Some people can hear the microwaves and the radio waves. And it's a form of torture. It doesn't go away. Sometimes the microwaves will subside. If you're hearing the ultrasound, it never subsides. 24/7, you're hearing this. And I'm sure it influences the dream time too, because we're constantly being affected by these frequencies, by these Luciferian frequencies. Why do I call them Luciferian? Because they're anti-life, because they destroy life. That's what Lucifer, that's Lucifer's job, basically. His job is to try to pull everyone away from God. His job is to try to destroy God's creation and get everybody worshiping him as if he is God. And in fact, that's exactly what is happening. Let us bow down to the altar of technology. Let us give up life to the God of technology. Let us hand it all over to the technological God. Because who cares? It's convenient for me to have a device. Except it's super deep, my friends. This is super deep soul stuff. It goes to the core of who you were originally and what you have become. And is this the way that you want to walk the rest of your path? Do you want to walk hand in hand with Lucifer? Do you want to spend eternity in the realm with the kikes who created the technology to bring you into where they are, to make you become what they are? See, they are artificial intelligence. Now, how do I explain this to you? Okay, it's a hierarchy. There's Lucifer, who created the Anunnaki, who created the Jews. All right, Lucifer created a race of beings that have no feelings called the Anunnaki. They look like us, they're not like us. They operate solely from intellect, which is why the Jews are always saying, you have to override your feelings. You've got to use your mind. I mean, the Jews are taught this, to override their feelings, to behave from their mind only. Why are the Jews taught this? Because those who are higher than them know that the Jews are part pristine mankind and therefore have a tendency to be able to feel and to access all of the information that comes through feelings. You can know more in a millisecond by paying attention to your feelings than it would take you weeks and months to figure something out with your mind. Your mind is extremely limited in terms of conveying true wisdom and knowledge. Your feelings, instantaneous transmission of an abundance of information. See, they don't want the Jews accessing this because the Jews were created as a slave race for the Anunnaki. And then the Jews, you see, as they do with everything else, they project what they are and what they do onto everybody else. See, intuitively, they know that not only are they different, and of course, they're taught that they're chosen and they're very special and they're higher, just the reverse is true. And they instinctively know this. But to make up for their chronic insecurity and the insane jealousy that they have for pristine mankind, they will say that we are designed to become their slaves. No, mankind is not designed to become a slave. On the contrary, mankind is designed to be a conscious creator of life. And that's not what mankind is being right now. Mankind is being a slave, big time. It's a choice. You don't have to be a slave. You don't have to worship technology. You don't have to worship a false god. You think Yahweh, I'm sorry, I should not get into that, but if you think the creator of this magnificent world is Yahweh, you are very confused. Okay, the creator does not design a magnificent male penis to turn around and tell people to cut part of it off in order to create a covenant with him. All right, the creator of this reality does not design these pure, innocent, living beings only to tell his followers to kill them all. Keep the women and children for yourselves. All right, kill everything alive that breathes. My friends, you are so misguided. You have no understanding of the Creator because you're enmeshed in the Luciferian filth with your tech and your religion and all of the programs that come from Archangel Lucifer. That's who he is. All right, he's a demonic angel, or else he's doing a job for God that we don't understand. That job would be to have mankind make a choice while trying to lead them away from God with every step. And mankind has been going along with it. You know, it's time to shift. It is time to shift gears. And when I go to a workshop, okay, to learn how to become part of the new earth, how to build the new earth from the ground up, literally, I want to be with people who are flipping on it, who understand if we're going to do this right, we have to change. We have to get on to the real path because we're not on it, okay? If we're going to be building these structures and not giving a flip about making them electrically safe and not giving a flip that what we're holding in our hands is killing the living things around us, we're not on the right path. We are on the wrong path. Oh, Janice, you're so extreme. I don't know why I am this way. I don't know why I see what I see and understand what I know and have a repetitive heart calling to keep talking, keep talking, keep saying it until somebody out there or several people out there, finally it clicks inside of them. Finally, they get it. And they'll sit down and invite their soul to come back in and be in charge of their life instead of running, being a slave, doing this, doing that, keeping busy, not feeling at all comfortable to sit down and be. Go outside, sit on the earth, Put your bare feet on the earth if you're not, surrounded by towers and electrical lines running underneath you. Be careful where you earth, okay? Because it can also be very harmful if you're living in the kind of, suburban or city setting where there's all kinds of electrical grid stuff in the earth. Not a good place to earth. Find somewhere to be with God, to spend time listening and asking the right questions. Who am I really? How can I open my body for my soul to fully come in so that I can do the work that God, for God, which is why we came. We came here to do something for God, those of us that are going to live. I have to say, it's been probably 20 years since I started asking these questions, and how can I open myself for my soul to fully come so I can do what I came here to do for God? It has not been an easy path, my friends. I've had so much trauma. And we all have. And the body, the body is not an easy place for the soul to be because of the amount of trauma that we've endured, and also because of the amount of trauma that we ourselves are inflicting on the body with these devices. So, how can the soul come in? How can we fulfill our purpose? It's frustrating to me because I've wanted it for a very long time. I think I know, I have a clear vision of what I came to do, how to achieve it is also part of the journey here. How do you go from living in poverty, literally homeless, for over a decade? Okay, and then still living in poverty, even once you have a roof over your head. Okay, always having to move, change, keep on, keep changing, don't ground, can't ground, can't find a place to flip and live on this earth because of all the radiation and because of how much money we're supposed to pay the flipping Jews to live here. Are you kidding me? We're paying them rent. We're paying them taxes. What kind of fools are we? What kind of slaves are we that we haven't torn this whole goddamn thing down yet? That we've gone along as willing slaves. You just checked the time here. Oh my God, I'm almost out of time. It's time to change gears. God, I got really, I wanted to talk to you about this workshop. Just so you know, there are ways to build natural homes. The straw clay was amazing because the guy and his beautiful wife, I mean, this couple was gorgeous, right? And they had already built the structure. They put the wood base in, okay? And then you fill in with straw clay. Or with, rammed earth, or with cob, and how good that felt to put the mud down, make the mud, put in the gravel, put in the earth, put in water, and then use your bare feet, man, to mix this, to mix what you're going to build your house with, and how radio protective that clay is. To build your walls out of that so that your house itself will be radio protective and will have your energy in it and the energy of anybody, any of your friends that you can gather to help you create these structures, which are being created, a lot of them are being created in Russia right now in the Ringing Cedars settlements. I've mentioned the Ringing Cedars books numerous times because they've changed my life and they can change yours too. And the people in Russia, of course, don't have to worry as much as we do because the levels of radiation that the government allows there are 100 times lower than they are in the United States and Canada and Australia and the UK and New Zealand and all these primarily white Christian countries. The radiation levels there are off the flipping charts, my friend. What's allowed here? Because they want you dead. And they want you participating in your own death. And you are. You are. If you're using anything wireless, if you haven't made the change, if you haven't even made a move to make changes in your life, now's the time. What better time than right this minute than just taking this much of what I share into your heart and getting quiet enough to call in your soul? I'm just going to offer up a prayer for anybody that listens to this, that our souls keep knocking. Don't leave us. Don't leave the bodies entirely. Please keep knocking at the door to try to help my listeners hear you and feel you so they can hear and feel themselves again and reconnect with who they are. And I ask the Creator to, I just want to thank the Creator for your infinite patience. And how much love you have given us and continue to give us, despite the multiple up yours that we have given you. Thank you for your patience, Creator, and thank you for your love. And thank you to our souls and to my soul. I ask you to descend as deeply as possible right this minute so that what I say to people can actually be received in love and deeply at the core of the human soul, that it can be felt. We can change everything. We can change the whole thing that's happening by moving back toward God and toward the good. And now is the time in this workshop, even though I suffered being around those people, and I missed a lot of it because I had to keep moving away. Okay. I did it. I moved toward what I want to create. We all can. We all should, to the best of our ability. All right, that'll be it for today, my friends. I do deeply care about my listeners, about my Substack followers, about the people that are participating in my courses. Oh my God, thank you so much for your willingness to listen and to change and to grow and to prepare this world for the children, for the incoming children. Thank you to all of you at RBN who keep this going, also, who keep my stuff playing every week, week after week. I'm very grateful to those that are on the path, especially, and doing the work that the Creator needs us to do right now. Let's get on it, friends. Let's move back to love. And I will talk to you again next week. My website, birthofanewearth.com. Check it out. Bye for now.
And a million stars touch my